Pascal Kovacic present. Without consent. The last mask in the labyrinth of numbers, and the first truth shouted into the silence of the city. Narrator, David. A stamp on a form. An entire neighborhood left without water. For Brando, an architect at Aurora Corp, it's just a necessary statistic. For Malik, a former boxer living in the shadows, it's his daughter's death warrant. But when the system decides that Brando himself has become an excessive cost, the predator suddenly becomes the prey. In the concrete maze of Sector 12, the man who once ruled the world with a click must seek asylum from the very man he stripped of everything. So begins a dirty pact, born of hatred and fueled by necessity. A desperate flight through glass offices and dead-end alleys, where the only way out is to break the consent that holds the city together. What is the price of becoming human again? In a society that wants us to be nothing but numbers, happiness is the only error that power cannot correct. To those who stopped being a calculation and chose to become human again. To those who live in the city's shadows and discovered that the brightest light is the one lit together. To you, who seek happiness in the cracks of a world that wants you silent. Preface. We live in an era of infallible algorithms and fragile hearts. We've been taught that freedom is merely the sum of the services we subscribe to, and that security comes at the cost of our invisibility. They've convinced us that the system is an omniscient god and architect designing our lives on glass screens, deciding who stays afloat and who is left to drown in the silence of a climate-controlled office. But what happens when a gear decides to jam? What happens when the executioner discovers he shares the same blood as his victim? This is not the story of a hero, nor that of a martyr. It is the story of a contagion. The contagion of truth. It is the chronicle of an impossible encounter between two solitudes, that of the man who has everything but has lost his soul, and that of the man who has nothing but still possesses his dignity. In the pages that follow, you won't find simple answers, but rather a question that burns like thirst: how much are we willing to lose to become human again? Brando and Malik remind us that the power of giants crumbles the moment the last person stops believing they are necessary. Because, in the end, happiness is not a privilege granted from above, but an act of rebellion that begins with a simple, revolutionary gesture, offering a glass of water to someone who is thirsty. Welcome to a world where the glass shatters and life begins to flow once more. Introduction. The city never sleeps. It breathes through the hum of servers, pulses through fiber optic cables, and feeds on the silent consent of millions who have traded their autonomy for convenience. It is a perfect organism, designed to eliminate the unexpected, the pain, and, above all, the poverty hiding it behind screens of glass and steel. In this world, the powerful do not wear crowns, they sign forms. They don't use brute force, they use statistics. If a neighborhood stops being profitable, it is simply shut down, like closing a window on a computer. It's not malice, they say in the boardrooms. It's optimization. But every system, no matter how perfect, has a breaking point. A thin crack where logic collides with the instinct for survival. In this introduction, we meet the two forces about to collide. On one side is Brando, the man who built the walls of this invisible prison, convinced that power is the only way to avoid being crushed. On the other is Malik, a man living among the ruins of that system, who has lost everything except the ability to recognize the stench of injustice. It all begins on an ordinary Tuesday, with a bureaucratic gesture that seems insignificant, shutting off the water supply to Sector 12. An act that, in Aurora Corp's plans, was supposed to be just another routine operation, but which will become the spark of a fire that neither protagonist could have ever imagined. Because when you take water away from a man who has nothing left to lose, you give him the only thing he needs to destroy you, the truth. Chapter 1. The stamp and the ashes. The official stamp slammed onto the paper with a dry thud, sounding like a bone snap.